Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is your host, Jackie Zook. It is another awesome day for another awesome episode of How to Become Next on Scene in your field of business or in your passion. Before I bring on my amazing guests, I always like to start with a marketing tip to get your week started, and you can definitely incorporate it into some self-care. And today is all about like your public image and how you really perceive yourself. And this is something that I actually personally have always kind of like feel like I've been finding myself as I'm going through transition of motherhood for the second time with my body changes and my lifestyle. And I think no matter where you are in life, it's so important to really look within and feel deeply about where you really want to be seen and known for, and do things align with you. And that's like on a personal and professional level, that should resonate in any area in your life. And that's the beauty of, you know, really learning more about yourself and embracing it. And today my guest talks all about that. I am so excited to have the amazing Jen Cassara back on the podcast. She is the founder, owner, and designer of Good Robe & Co. And she is also the VP of marketing and sales for Periwinkle Jewelry by day. So she is doing it all and crushing it. And she has such great advice and inspiration for us today, talking about really what the difference is between fashion and style and finding your true self and aligning with what style is best for you. And so I can't wait for you to learn from her. She's so amazing. If you don't know her, give her a follow. And I can't wait for you to hear from Jen. Stay tuned.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. I'm so excited to be back here with the amazing Jennifer Cassara. She is the owner and founder and designer of Good Robe & Co. And today we are going to talk about styling and trends and all the things. And so, Jen, I'm going to welcome you back to the podcast. And I would love for you to share a little bit about your backstory for people who might not know who you are.
Thank you for having me again. I'm so excited to be here. My background has been always in fashion. I've always been sort of a student of fashion. I've loved it. I love to sort of study trends and like why something takes off. And so there's sort of this like mad scientist piece about me. I started my career at Lord & Taylor in their executive buying training course, which is like, honestly, like that is the thing. Like if you were going to be in any sort of executive training program for buying, that was the boot camp. Like that was the one. And so I was so blessed to be in that. They only picked like 30 people a year, and they taught you it was like a class in buying. It was months long. You would learn about the marketing component, the sales component, the analysis. It was great. So I was hooked. Because I am definitely left brain, right brain. So I love the fact that the creative piece was the product. And then there was all of this analysis that went into it. So that's where I started. And I was a buyer for years. And then I opened my own stores in Massachusetts. I had 4 locations. I was in Newton, Hingham, and Belmont. I had 2 locations in Newton. So I had sort of like the gift store concept, which was like gift, baby, home decor. And then I had Bella's Closet, which was the clothing piece of it. It was really funny because I've always been in apparel and I've always been in fashion. And when I first opened my stores, fun fact, I actually didn't have any apparel in it. And it took me like, I know, like I was like,
oh, like I'm learning something new today. Very cool.
I'm going to do this really. So the concept behind Bella was that when you go on vacation, right? I don't know if you ever noticed this, you'd go to these vacation towns and they would always have these amazing gift shops with all this quirky stuff that you never find in your local gift shop. So I was like, okay, I want to do that, but I want to just do it in a local gift shop. So that was my thing. And so everything had either a color theme or, so it was really very cool, but it only took me about like a year and a half before I got sucked back into like, you know, apparel and fashion and accessories. And I opened the Bella's Closet piece of it. which was very cool. And then I was at Paper Store for about 10 and a half years. They brought me in to bring fashion and jewelry to them, and I was their DMM of fashion and jewelry and their creative director. I did our catalogs and all of that. And now I sort of took a leap onto the other side, the wholesale side, and making my own product. So.
And you also by day are the VP of sales and marketing for Periwinkle Jewelry. Let's not forget this busy life that you have. But it's all fashion focused, which is amazing. So I love it so much.
It is. I'm just like, I not only do I love product and I just love retail, and the whole thing, it's just always been something that I don't think I had a shot. Like, I think I was always going to be in this world, and the fact that there's some math to it, it makes it even better for me because I'm a total math geek. So, I don't think people realize that. I think when they think of a buyer, I don't know if you remember Rachel in Friends was a buyer.
Oh my God.
Right. And I think everybody thought it was like this really cool, like she's just going and picking stuff out. And
So much more than that, right?
so much more, like that was less of the job than the analysis piece. There is definitely a lot of math involved, which is for me a blessing, but for some people, they're not too psyched about that.
No, it's all a learning curve. And that's also another thing that you're building on is the consulting to help fashion businesses. So you want to share a little bit about that? Because I think that's amazing, by the way.
That is my passion. It is so funny because, and you know this, I love product-based businesses. Like, I just have this way of knowing, like, what the packaging and the messaging and the branding, like, that is just a thing for me. And so, whenever anybody's struggling with that, I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do it. And, I work with people and I don't even know how to charge them because I honestly, like, it is such a passion of mine to see like the evolution of a product. And a big part of when I was a buyer was helping manufacturers understand what sells, what doesn't, what needs to be tweaked. Even when I had my stores, there was a woman who did it was called the Baby Briefcase. And she came to me and I changed her packaging, changed her. So it's always been the buyers sort of know what works. And so they can go into a brand and kind of say, okay, you want to tweak this, you want to change this, you want to. And so I think it's just normal that I ended up on this side, not only my day job, but with Good Robe and Co., where I just was not finding the product that I wanted. And I was like, you know what? Why am I not doing this for myself? Like, why am I not creating the product? And so, but that was a leap. That was a big leap.
Yeah, but like it's just so amazing with how many people you've impacted in such a short period of time. Good Robe is only a year old, a little over a year old, right? So I want to acknowledge that too. I think that's amazing. And
Thank
for
you.
people who don't know what Good Robe is, could you explain a little bit of what that is?
So I grew up with all of these great places to get basics and these foundational pieces for your wardrobe. And I feel like with the rise of fast fashion, that became just really tough. And I also in buying always felt like the people who were creating and designing weren't necessarily always understanding the fit and it's a very creative process. And I understand that designers are creative, so they want to come up with these great things, but they don't always take into account that the majority of the women who wear them might have body hangups. They might have things that are, that they need to be flattering, or it needs to be a little bit longer, or a little bit more fitted here, but a little bit, A-line here. And so I felt like I was tweaking every single garment when I was at shows to make it so that it was very flattering for women. So I had in my closet these pieces that I had for over like 15, 20 years, and they were sort of just my go-to pieces. I never got rid of them. They always looked great. And they were always like, if I was like, I have to look good today, those were the pieces I went to. And I was like, why am I not finding these pieces out there? So Good Robe was born, and Good Robe comes from wardrobe, but it's a good robe. And it's this idea of building a wardrobe versus buying one-off outfits. Because when you buy one-off outfits, as much fun as that is, you do not build sort of an intentional closet where the things work with each other. And so what happened, and you're hearing a lot more, and it's funny, this came to me in 2017 with Stitch Fix becoming a big thing. And I just from the business operational side saw a lot of issues with it because they were buying from other companies, right? So when you think about it that way, you're buying this product. So number one, it limits your margin. And once you own this product, you have to suggest it to people. So if it's a bad fit or it's a, yeah, this shirt might be great for you, Jackie, but we don't have that shirt. We've got this shirt that's sitting in our inventory and we got to get rid of it. I also thought of the potential of having all this feedback from women buying the clothing because once you, like, if I'm creating it, then I can learn, like, oh, they love the girlfriend shirt and I can tweak it. And I can give it to them in more colors, right? Do you remember when you used to be able to buy a pair of pants that you loved and you'd buy it in like five colors?
Yes,
Like,
I was so that person too, 100%.
I think we all are, and we're so disappointed that it goes away. And I feel like there's this pressure on brands that they feel like they have to constantly be reinventing the wheel when at the end of the day, a great blazer is not going to go out of style, right? It's the oversized long blazer that's in right now that tomorrow's not going to be in. That you're going to look at and you're going to, it's going to have an expiration date on it. But there's so many pieces that don't. And that's what we are about. We are about creating those pieces that you can just style the way that you want. Now, I am a sucker. I'm in fashion. Like, this is my thing. Like, I still love trends. But what I've found is by having the majority of my wardrobe, these basics, these sort of essentials, then what I do is I might buy like a couple pairs of shoes a season or a couple of key like pieces that I can layer in to my wardrobe and not revamp my whole wardrobe. I don't know who could sustain that from a financial standpoint or even from time. Like, do you have time to do that? I don't have time to do
No, definitely not.
And then you see this whole conversation about capsule dressing, which really is saying these 10 or 15 pieces are your essential pieces that every wardrobe should have. And a lot of stylists talk about it, but nobody shows you how to do it. And so Good Robe, the idea was, yes, you can buy pieces, you can buy one-offs, you can buy just the shirt, or we do have set capsules for people who are like, I don't know where to start and help me, please. And here's, you know, and so we do have two preset six-piece capsules that will make over 30 days worth of outfits if you mix and match. And that's not even integrating it into your closet. So you definitely get a lot of mileage out of them.
I love it. So that definitely ties into the topic of today of realistic trends, right? When it comes to your closet and your lifestyle. So can you share some tips with us around the, I mean, we started to talk about trends, but just elaborate more on like how are they really like long lasting? Like just elaborate for us. That would be
So
great.
hard for me too, because again, I am like this like reluctant fashionista, right? I love it and I admire it. But there's also sort of this realistic, you know, sort of what you're wearing day to day and how you're getting ready. And I think part of the issue is that you have a lot of stylists who are obviously they're stylists because they love fashion. And so they're showing themselves in these crop tops and funky clothing. And I think for the real woman who is busy, who might have kids, who might have a job, who's juggling a lot of things, I feel like they see that and it's very intimidating. And I also think it's misleading. I might have some fun outfits like that that I pull out, and but I'm probably wearing things like that maybe 5 to 10 times a year at events or, you know, vacation or, you know, and it's great and it's very creative, but I think it's scary for most of us who are working or have kids and are, you know, you've got your hair up in a bun and you're like just trying to get through the day to see somebody in like, you know, this crazy dress with strappy shoes and whatever, you're going, how does that even incorporate into my lifestyle? So I always think of like runway shows and, you know, and Fashion Week as very cool, creative sort of entertainment, but that's not reality.
So and true. So true.
When I work with people, I love to talk about, so for me, the only time I care about a trend is when it's something that suits me and I love, right? So like, I love button downs, I love blazers. So I am in my glory right now. Like they are hot. I am taking advantage. Like I am, you know, buying up blazers when you see them. I love A-line skirts. Like there are just certain things that I know I look good in and that resonate with me. And that when I buy them, they're not going anywhere. I think the problem with trends is that, and I think just us in general, we all want to fit in. And for women who aren't confident in fashion, they feel like if they're not doing those trends, then there's something wrong with them and they should be listening to other people. And so what I've been trying to do is explain to people that at the end of the day, that is fashion, right? Style is a whole different thing. And for years, I chased fashion and I chased trends because it was my business. I was like, oh, well, this is in, the skinny belt or well, this, you know, and I kept chasing and chasing and chasing. And it wasn't until I got to a point with myself where I said, hey, wait a minute, you know what looks good on you. What if you only bought that stuff? Like, what if you focus and you got rid of all this extra stuff in your closet that you don't need and you just figure out what your look is and stick to that. And that is when I came into my own. And that is honestly when I got the most compliments about my style. And I almost left because I was like, I'm not doing anything. I was doing a lot less work and a lot less chasing and a lot less, you know, like studying and like, oh, well, this is the best puff sleeve shirt out there. You know, I would do all the research. And so it was sort of this embracing of who I am. And saying, okay, well, wait a minute. Like I would look at an outfit and I used to joke and I'd say, I wish I had life to support that outfit. Like I don't like this great boho dress. Like, I think we fall victim. We see it on a mannequin. And I think we want the life that goes along with the outfit. And so we're buying that thinking that that's going to, you know, take care of it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that boho gorgeous, you know, if I were, you know, going to be in Aruba or wherever I'm going, that dress would be wonderful. It doesn't fit my life. Mm-hmm. And so it's really this understanding of where your comfort zone is and what looks great on you, what empowers you when you put it on, and then leaning that way and really focusing on those pieces. And the end of the day, those core pieces are the ones that stick with you. And those fun pieces are the ones that you change out like seasonally. So my goal is not to be the only product in somebody's, you know, closet. My goal is to sort of be the foundation. And then you can play with, you know, fashion and, you know, fun pieces and your personality. You know, that's what you can infuse into the product.
I also love how you differentiated fashion versus style. Like I had never thought about it that way. I always like bundled it together because I assumed it's together, you know, but I love that. Like that makes me look into it so differently.
So I was that girl, by the way. Like I am such a, like I'm a recovering people pleaser. And so I've always looked outward and especially with fashion, right? Like you look outward because you think these people know more than you somehow in fashion and, oh, well, you know, this is what's going on right now. And so, you know, I would do that. And as a kid, I wanted to be Madonna. Like I didn't just like Madonna. Like I wanted to be Madonna. I mean, I looked, in a word, ridiculous. Like there was at some point where I had the mesh stockings and, you know, the headband and the rhinestone earrings. And I mean, I went all in, right? Like I didn't just pick one thing that she did. I did all of it. And I remember my mom one day saying to me, I cannot let you out of the house. And it's not because it's too revealing, but it's so horrible. You know, like it's just so bad how much you're trying to look like Madonna. Like I have to stop you. So I was that girl. Like I was, you know, and it took me years later to figure out that my sort of love of Madonna wasn't about the headband. It wasn't about the, mesh half shirt. It was about the fact that it was an iconic look that was hers alone that she owned. It suited her so well. I was just another girl in a mesh crop top, right? Like, because that wasn't who I was. And those are those moments when you see people who really are 100% in tune to who they are and they dress for it. So it's this moment when I think your inside personality matches the outside that the magic happens. It does not happen when you're just buying stuff that's in.
I just love that because I'm so that person. I'm still understanding my own style. Like life happens and like you have children, you get older, you go through all these different things no matter where you are in your life. And I actually think to point that out, your style, does your style change? Do you feel like it's changed like throughout like your transitions of things you go through?
Funny, I think because for so long, like I didn't figure this out until I was probably in my late 30s. And so it hasn't changed all that much since I've kind of like keyed into who I was. And I kind of came upon it sort of accidentally. So when I was 37, I decided I'm going to run a marathon. I'd never run before. Like I was like, I'm going to run a marathon. And what I noticed about my personality, and this would always happen, I'd be running on the trail and I'd be doing really good. And you could almost set a timer to my pace, which is like a weird thing. Like I just innately like have like a pace that I set. And no matter what, somebody would come next to me and they would run faster or, and I would immediately like my gait would speed up. And that really screws you up, right? Like, if you're going faster than the way that you should be going, you're gonna run out of breath sooner and you're gonna get tired sooner. And, and so I kept saying to myself, run your own race, right? Like, anytime that would happen to stop me from doing that, in my head, I would repeat that mantra, run your own race. And so I did a marathon in Napa. And what was really, so that was very fresh on in my mind. And we happened to go into this store. And the store looks just like if you went into my closet looks like this store. And because it was all the stuff that was so me. And I had this moment where I went, this is me. And I really just wanted to get rid of everything that wasn't sort of a reflection of who I was. And like it clicked for me because everything in there, and I was like, run your own race. Like, this is your race. This is
Love
you.
that.
And from that moment on, I just embraced the fact that this is what I like and this is when I feel confident. And I don't spend as much money on clothing. I think there's this when you're constantly chasing, there's always this comparison idea. And so it is not sustainable from a financial standpoint, but also from an emotional standpoint. Like you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. And are you in fashion? And are do you look good? And all of that just sort of melted away as soon as I said, well, this is how I'm comfortable. I never feel awkward. I never feel like when I go to an event, I never which is a big deal. Like I never go in and, looking around, or I'm just here I am. This is what I'm wearing, and there's something really fabulous about that because that's when your personality comes back out and you're confident. It's when you're uncomfortable and you're constantly like when the clothing wears you, and you're constantly like pulling and you're like, there's no way that your personality comes out because you're so in your head about your outfit. It is important. Like I joke, I'm like, oh, it's just fashion. We're not, curing diseases here or whatever. But at the same time, how you look can dramatically, and that confidence in how you look can dramatically change your day and what you're spending worrying about and how you can then put that energy into doing other things.
I love how you said too, how your clothing wears you. Like all these little like nuggets, Jen, or like it's just true though. Like I've totally been through that myself. Like absolutely. So I love that you're just making me realize, which I'm sure my audience is realizing too, like Are we wearing clothing that's wearing us, or are we wearing it because it actually like feels like it's a part of who we are, which I love that.
You're constantly learning things. Like when I first started this process, certain things like came to me at different times, you know, like I would put something on and it wouldn't resonate. And, you know, and then you'd find patterns in that. So like for me, I am very uncomplicated, right? I am not somebody who's going to put a scarf and a belt and a nope, this is the outfit. You know, and but you know, there are people that that's their jam, right? And I love that. Like, I love it. Everybody has a different vibe, but for me, there has to be an element of comfort. And so, like, you know, this shirt I'm wearing is very cute, but it's actually also just like a it's almost like a sweatshirt material, but it's like elevated, you know? And so it's understanding all these little things like, I'm never gonna wear that because I'm gonna feel uncomfortable in it. I'm gonna feel constricted. And it's, you know, as soon as you start making those, I don't wanna say rules for yourself, but you sort of understand and you stay in that lane more, the less stuff you buy that sits there with a tag on it and that you never wear. You know, or you wear and you feel like so uncomfortable. That is the worst when you commit to an outfit for the day and you're out and you just don't feel good in it. That to me is like, I cannot think of anything else when I'm sitting there and
The
tugging.
worst. That's like the worst.
It's the worst. So, you know, I, you know, and that's why I always suggest for people who are doing photo shoots or people who are, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are entrepreneurs and they do branding shoots and, you know, so what I always encourage is trial runs, right? Like, so whether it's wear the outfits out, like, and wear them and make sure that you're comfortable and you look good. Take pictures of yourself in it, whether you're, you know, your spouse or your partner or somebody else can take the picture or a selfie. I don't know if this happens to you too. I'll think I look great. And then I see a picture and it's not a big deal, but you realize like, okay, it's so flowy that in a picture it doesn't look great. Like you're gonna learn that there are certain things like that more fitted for a photo shoot is better. A little pop of color, whereas maybe you don't wear that much color normally, is going to be better. And so these are the things. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are not doing all this stuff like for the first time when you're going to be in a photo shoot, and because you're going to be really disappointed. I remember when Off the Shoulder was in, and that's wonderful. Like it was a cute look, and in person, it's adorable. But don't take a picture. I look like a linebacker. Like I'm like a small person. And I remember like seeing a video of myself in this off the shoulder. And what's great is for women who have slight shoulders, off the shoulder's wonderful, right? Like it's like, no, I was like, why did I do this without seeing it first? So, you know, and again, so some of that is not that you actually look bad in it. It's that pictures. Photographs take differently, and that's why I say take a picture of yourself first. You know, bring pins and bring binder clips. Binder clips are like the hidden gem. Like, so do you know like the black binder clips?
Absolutely, absolutely.
They're the best thing in a photo shoot because you know you might want to nip your jacket in a little bit to show more of a waistline, and to reduce any of that excess fabric. That in a picture is very different than in person. You know, so you know, it does play, you know, photographs definitely play tricks.
No, that's so good. I want to also throw this in there because I feel like I go through this personally still. Like, when it even starts with step one of defining your style, and I love that you do this. I always bring this up every time we talk about, right? So,
No, I
like,
know.
what is a good step one that people can kind of start with, like, take away for today
One
that, like, they
is
can build on?
also the hardest.
It
Step
is.
one is
It
also like
totally is.
the worst one. And because I think it requires us to understand ourselves and how we want to portray ourselves outwardly. And that's not always easy to pinpoint. So a good way to do that is for me to look at other people who might have a style that you sort of it resonates with you. You see yours, you know when you see something, you're like, oh my God, yo, I dress that way, or you know, if somebody has that style that you're looking for, even stores, right? There are certain websites, or you go onto Pinterest and do a search. And what's really cool about social media and also creepy is that once you kind of key into a certain look, they show you other things similar to that look,
So
which
interesting.
in this case is really helpful. Like Pinterest is super helpful, because then once you start kind of looking, and like for me, I'll be looking at blazers or like, and all of a sudden these images come up, and you can even do your own board, an inspiration board on Pinterest of like, and then you might see a person. Like, so for me, it's always Olivia Palermo because I always feel like there's something about her that's very classic, looking. She's very elegant, but she always kind of infuses something dangerous, something fun, something a little edgy or colorful or textural, or, and that's how I am. I always feel like everything needs a little oomph, right? So like not just a t-shirt, but a puff sleeve t-shirt, or this leather jacket has ruffles, or this leather jacket is, a color. So for me, there's always that sort of infusion of personality in the pieces, but the pieces themselves are very classic and clean. And so, once you can visualize that, then when you're shopping or when you are cleaning out your closet, it is so much easier for you to say, this is not how I identify. This is not, this doesn't represent who I am. This was me, seeing this on Anthropologie's website, and I wanted to be a cowgirl that day. Like, I mean, I've done it. I still do it periodically. Like, I'll see something, I'll be swayed, and I'm like, I knew better. Like, that's not my style. That's not, but we'll see a mannequin, and she's got like the little cowboy boots and the hat and the whole thing, and we go, oh, it's adorable. And then you buy it and you're like, I'm not a cowgirl. Like,
100%, 100%.
I'm not wearing these
Right.
shoes. Where am I wearing
Right.
that?
So that's like just a follow, that's more like fashion, right? That's more of like
That's
thinking that that will
100%
fix your,
fashion, right?
yes.
So it's really, and it's a combination of, right? Yes, how you want to portray yourself and who you are. I am definitely sort of like a just a classic person in general. And so that works with my personality and that little pop or that little, that's kind of me. It's like this unexpected like personality. But it's also the life you lead. The clothing has to support that. And there's a level of comfort. There's some people who like they love scarves and it's comfortable for them, and that's wonderful. They know that. And that's great. It's identifying those things and pulling those three things together, because I do work, two jobs, and I have to be able to, look the part but also be comfortable. And so for me, it's very unfussy. It's very like, if I were wearing a belt like over my jacket or like that, that would last like an hour at work, and that belt would be off like that. Yeah, no, it's just not me. And so it's your lifestyle, it's your comfort level, and then your personality. And it's those three things that you have to come on. Like, you're a mom, right? But yet you have to do, interviews, and you have to go out. So it's like, how do you have something that you can, be with the kids in, and then throw your blazer on or whatever, and then, sort of be dressed up when you need to be, but still be comfortable.
But I think too with the confidence piece with dressing is so key, right? Like it's like if you're not feeling confident, like that's kind of the whole tie-in of this whole conversation too. It's like, what are you doing this for? Like, are you like, what's the point?
And it's and I feel like style is sort of one of those things where there are a lot of people who are experts, or and so we think we need to defer to them. But I will say that this transcends fashion. This is this point where you go, I know myself better. It's like following a diet, right? All these diet fads, right? The problem is that, if you follow a diet that is not something that resonates with your lifestyle or who you are, right? That's why so many people lose the weight, right? They follow the diet for, 12 weeks or whatever it is, they lose the weight. And then to sustain it, they can't, because it does not reflect the life they have. So this is great. I'm going to eat carbs. So for me, I have to figure out,
Me too, by the way.
right? Like there will be pizza, like there will be alcohol, there will be gummy bears. Like this is gonna happen. And so it's like, how do you figure out, like, how do you balance that? Is it that, you know, during the week you don't have alcohol and you have alcohol on the week? Like it's, but it has to be livable. It has to be something that's sustainable. And so I feel like in every facet of your life, at some point you have to bet on yourself. At some point, because I don't think there's any bit of knowledge about ourselves that we need to find externally. You might learn stuff and you might, but I think we innately know the things that are right for us. And I just think we need to listen and have belief in ourselves that we know what's right for us. And I think when you have that moment, all of it kind of comes together. I mean, it's even come to me in my career where, you know, what I realized is if I do what's right, what I think is right for the business after 30 years of doing this, and the business is good, I shouldn't necessarily be listening to this person's opinion that I take it all in, but I know, you know, what is right for the business. And I'm very cognizant of other people's input and I will take it, but at the big picture, I kind of know it. And so to trust your gut in that and trust who you are and to believe in yourself. I know it sounds kind of like, you know, like bumper
No, I
sticker.
love that because I was going to say too, like societal pressures are real, like in any industry. And I feel like in fashion specifically, because it's all about image, right?
Yes.
Like I totally am go, like I go through that 100%.
What's funny is that there's this thing, Maslow has this hierarchy. I don't know if you've ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy. And it's this idea of as humans, what's important to us, and there are levels. Our number one level is to be safe, like to avoid risk, which also means to be accepted and to be liked, right? So we are, it is sort of hardwired in us to want to belong, which in a lot of ways means fit in, look like others, do what. So
So
it really, but now the highest level, right, is when you elevate above that. So you have to get beyond that baseline, that fear of not fitting in or that fear of, you know, bucking the trend or doing whatever to be at your highest elevation, right? That highest state. And so it's a lot of people have a hard time getting there. And it's just, we're hardwired that way to be a little bit fearful of that and to, you know, want to look the part of everybody else. And it's really the magic is when you really embrace who you are. And it's those quirks and those, you know, the differentiators that, you know, you love about people. And that's what people sometimes tuck in and they shouldn't.
it's so true. I love that. I'm so inspired. I always get inspired after our conversations, Jen. You're so good. So, how can people get in touch with you? How can they shop Good Robe? Share all the things, please.
Okay. So our website, because we're direct to consumer, is definitely the best place. So it's goodrobeandco.com, CO. And so you can shop by capsule, like a preset. All capsules get 25% off because we believe in it, because we want to steer you the right way. But you can also shop by item. And then all of my social media is Good Robe and Co. So Instagram, Facebook. I love questions. I love fashion questions. I love frustration. Like people, when they send me, like, I'm frustrated about this. What do I do about this? Or, you know, I'm traveling and how do I do this? So I would love that because I would love to do posts or, you know, videos that address your concerns or questions.
I love it. And then for fashion, like they have products for consulting. How can they reach out to you too?
Same, like, you know, DMs, it perfect. I read it all. And, you know, and I'll work with you to figure out like timing to get together, you know, always like a virtual start, but then in person, is always preferred.
Perfect. I highly recommend it to everyone that's listening. Shop Good Robe and Co. and hire Jen to be do your styling. Jen's done a lot of shoots for me these days, and I'm loving it. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I love that.
Of course. And thank you everyone so much for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for the next
The
on.
ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.